Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to lose. I want to win.
I need professional help.
Bart Benning Weekly.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Bart Benning Weekly.
I want to win.
Here we go. Money talk. Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. As always, our goal to bring you as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour can handle, and we're not going to disappoint. If you want to get involved, give us a call, 646-929-1298. 1298 is the number, 646-929-1298. As always, you can email the show, show@sportsbettingweekly.com, and our Twitter handle, @SBWeekly. Got a full slate of opinionated experts, but we cannot even begin to start today's show without patting ourselves on the back, because it just isn't very easy to win money when you go to the Triple Crown races and the favorite American Pharoah in the Belmont Stakes is 3-5. What we did is we said we're going to look for some value ahead of time. We bet the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th races, gave them out on Twitter, and lo and behold, we walk in the door. The first race, we hit a trifecta, and the second race, we hit a superfecta. There's really two races that are important when you're going to the racetrack, and it doesn't matter whether it's an off-track betting or Del Mar or Saratoga. It's the first race and the last race. You hit the first race, you're playing with their money. You hit the last race, at least you can buy a pretzel on the way out. We bought a round of pretzels and life was good. Wanted to get back to last week's show. We did have some technical difficulties. And one of the spots that we covered verbally, but we didn't hear literally from his mouth, was sloppy. So now the pressure's on you because, you know what, you can say you what you think's going to happen, but until you're in line and until you put the money down on where they're punching the tickets, only then does it matter what you did and who doesn't have a story of they switched in line because you're right on the fence. It happens all the time, whether it's the over-under or whether it's taking the points, because it's just so many points. 7 points is so many points for Cleveland. I don't think they've, you know, but if you remember, we had a series earlier that was like this, and it was the Houston series.
Mm-hmm.
Houston kept getting points, and Houston kept winning.
Yep, absolutely.
So what do you think is going to happen at 8 o'clock Eastern on Sunday?
I'm taking the Cavs. I think that plus 7 is too much. I'm banking that Kyrie maybe plays a little bit. I'm not sure if he does or not. But I do think that they went out and beat Atlanta in 3 of those 4 games without Kyrie Irving, and Atlanta was also one of the deepest teams in the Eastern Conference. So, yes, Golden State's deep. Unfortunately, Cleveland let one slip away in Game 1 because you can't let Golden State gets off to such a slow start. You have to take advantage of that. I think LeBron needs to be a little bit more efficient on his shots that he's taking. I don't understand why you're taking step-back, fade-away 18-footers to try to win a game when he could get to the hole at will all day. So
it's amazing how strong he is and how he literally can get fouled. They don't call the foul, and he puts the basket in, and you see on the replay, not one, not two, 3 guys covering him, and 2 guys hit him. He got fouled by 2 different guys. They don't call it. The ball still goes in the hole. He's just solid. It's so amazing.
He's a grown man. I mean, that's the only way you can say it. So I'm taking the Cavs at plus 7.
And if you remember what happened in the initial game of the NBA Finals, Sloppy had given us out Golden State and the over. Neither of them had a shot of winning until it went overtime, which, of course, overtime is a blessed territory for those of us with the over, because you're only going to get some more points. So we kind of made fun that he won lucky, but you know what? Always better to be a little lucky than good, because sometimes you need a little bit of that luck with you. We are going to talk to Sloppy later in the show. He is going to fill us in on Game 5, which is Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And it is a Game 5 weekend. We'll have Mo join us later on for tonight's 8:05 Eastern Game 5 with the Chicago Blackhawks at the Tampa Bay Lightning. The thing about Game 5s from a non-betting standpoint is they're crucial. If the game's tied 2-2 and you're going back for Game 5, then you've got a home court advantage. So both Tampa Bay and the Warriors are trying to save that home court advantage. But from a betting standpoint, it gives us some opportunities, and we're going to be listening to those guys when they come on to give us those opportunities. It's always quite simple. You can do all the research you want. You can look up all the data you want. You can have all the analytics you want. You still got to wait in line. You still got to give the guy the money. He's got to push the buttons. He's got to hand you the ticket, and then they've got to cover, and it doesn't always work out that way. The one other thing that we did notice doing our research for this week was, and it may have been on there before because we've seen it, but we didn't really put any attention to it. Game 1, NFL football, opening week, starts September 10th. It's a Thursday night, 8:30 Eastern, Pittsburgh at the defending champion, New England Patriots. Now, nothing better than taking time to talk about championship footballs. At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that has everything, whether that special present is for a New England Patriots or a Baltimore Ravens fan. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Ohio State Alumni Association? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or those San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not, you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, on Championship Footballs, they've got a Father's Day free shipping special. And if you've checked out the Facebook page for Championship Footballs, you're seeing just an incredible amount of comments regarding the New England Patriot football. So when they open the season, September 10th, Thursday night at 8:30, hosting Pittsburgh, it's going to be a 2.5-point spread right now if you bet it. The over-under is 48.5. I'm very much looking forward to having all those bowl balls sold out by then, because we are getting really sick and tired of all the Deflategate comments. That's Thursday night. And then opening week Sunday, you got Green Bay at Chicago, Kansas City at Houston, Cleveland at the Jets, the Colts at Buffalo, Miami at Washington, Carolina at Jacksonville, Seattle at St. Louis, and then the afternoon games, New Orleans at Arizona, Detroit at San Diego, Tennessee at Tampa Bay, Cincinnati at Oakland, Baltimore at Denver, the night game, the Giants and the Cowboys, and then the two Monday night games this year, the first one, 7:10 Eastern, Philly at Atlanta, and 10:20 Minnesota at San Francisco. There are a ton of things that you could talk about when it comes to NFL opening week. The thing that's jumping out at me is the biggest spread on the board right now is Dallas at home giving the Giants 6. Other than that, there isn't a touchdown separating these teams. And the biggest over-under is 53 points. And, of course, that's Philly at Atlanta. And it makes sense because Chip Kelly's been doing a lot of things with that Philadelphia offense, a lot of changes, and they just expect him to kind of take on where they left off last year. When we get back, we're going to talk with Billy V. Now, this week, if you checked out our Twitter, you saw we got a nice email from Time Warner. They were so gracious enough to let us know that you can, if you choose to, get tonight's UFC 188 from Mexico City, Mexico, on their pay-per-view feed. And you also could give them money for the WWF pay-per-view. And if you've listened to me before, you know, hey, I don't mind paying Time Warner to have my internet, but I sure ain't going to bend over and pay them anymore for the pay-per-views, for watching the fights. Billy V's been giving us a lot of great information, a lot of winners sprinkled through there. Got to kind of check out what he says against UFC.com to really do your homework, because as he says, one elbow, one knee, and all of a sudden the fight is over. But there's none of this hard work, effort, and money going over to Time Warner anymore, because we've got our Watch Every Game box. So when we get back, we're going to talk to Billy V.
Hi, this is Billy Elvis, and along with Mo Time, we host the BS Sports Show, now on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana, which can be found at indianasportsradio.com. Tune in for our unique slant on the world of sports, covering your teams in the state of Indiana, as well as the top national stories, too. The BS Sports Show. I'm at Billy Elvis, Mo Time's at Mo Radio Show, at BS Sports The Fan. Now on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana, at indianasportsradio.com.
Are you ready for your life to change forever? Just go to www.watcheverygame.com right now. How simple is that website name to remember? Watcheverygame.com. Do you pay for the NFL Sunday ticket? Have you ever given anyone money to watch a pay-per-view fight or UFC card? Are you sick and tired of trying to find the game you want to watch and it's not on TV? With your brand new wireless internet TV box from WatchEveryGame.com, your life will change forever, and it will be for far less than the cost of 1 year of the NFL Sunday ticket. You'll also get to watch every movie and TV show ever made. No monthly fees, no renewal issues, and not a penny out of your pocket for the rest of your life. You'll never pay for a movie.
Are you an NFL Sunday ticket subscriber? Then you may want to listen to this. Same thing goes for the NBA and NHL packages. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. You may have heard me mention my WatchEveryGame.com box before. Every summer, the DirecTV commercials say, "This season is their lowest price ever." Lowest ever, my butt. If you've had it last year, it'll take you 6 months to pay that thing off. This year on the show, we hit Beck for Album of the Year at 6.5 to 1. Only way I could watch the Grammys live from San Diego was on my WatchEveryGame.com box. Now, I may never know as much as Billy V when it comes to UFC, but it don't matter whether they're in Australia or Botswana. With my WatchEveryGame.com box, I never miss a fight. It really is the coolest gadget I've ever owned. Check it out for yourself at WatchEveryGame.com. It's the only tool that every sports bettor needs. WatchEveryGame.com.
At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that has everything, whether that special present is for a New England Patriots or a Baltimore Ravens fan. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Ohio State Alumni Association? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or those San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not, "You had a pretty good season, footballs.com." It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. If you want to call in with an opinion, on this week's Las Vegas Big Board action. Give us a call at 646-929-1298. As always, Twitter handle at SB Weekly, and you can email the show at sportsbettingweekly.com. The show at sportsbettingweekly.com is the email. Let us know. We're going to head right now over to chat some UFC. It is 188. It is pay-per-view. They are in Mexico. And as always, we have our in-house UFC expert. Let's see what Billy V has to say.
All right, we've got a UFC 188 Saturday night from Mexico City, Mexico. And that means we're going to head out to our UFC expert on the Caliente Sportsbook Hotline, Billy V. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me again.
And as always, if you're new to Sports Betting Weekly, what we do, we talk with Billy. We go on UFC.com, and I really can't say this enough. If you're listening to the show and you're going to make even one bet, if you think you're going to be at a bar and you might just want to make a side bet with a guy sitting next to you at the bar, you got to listen to this with pen and paper in hand. You got to have UFC.com in front of you, because it Billy really kind of explains to you the non-gambling aspect of UFC that helps you translate into getting some winners. We're going to start with a fight earlier in the card, right, Billy?
Yes. The second.
The redhead, fight. You said. The redhead.
Right.
And it is. Now, this card starts at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. This is the second bout. Cathel Pendred and Augusto Montano.
Right. I watched some tape on both these guys. And they both have impressive records and impressive wins, but a lot of what's the gentleman's name? Not the redhead, but the other guy, the American.
Cathel Pendred.
Pendred. I don't know if he's actually from America, but he's fighting out of America. It doesn't
Ireland.
Like an American name, but
no, he's from Ireland. It says
a lot of his fights went into the second and third round, so. I'm not really sure if this one's going to fall into our under, even though it's a lighter weight class. What's the over-under on this one?
On this one, it is 1.5. And remember, for those people that are kind of new to UFC, you can bet this fight two different ways. You can bet that Cathel Pendred, the Ireland guy, he's 16-13-1. He's plus 130, so you're going to get $130 if you bet 100. Augusto Montano, 15-1, Billy. Not one of his fights has gone to a decision. He's got all KO, TKOs, or submissions, and he is minus 160. So if you want to win 100, you're going to have to give the guy at the window $160. And then they have what they call the will go, won't go. We call it the over-under. It's how many rounds. So if you think the fight will go 1.5 rounds, then you got to lay 145 to win 100. So that's what people are thinking, that it will go over 1.5. If you think it's going to end quick, you can pick up $115 for your 15, because the won't go is 1.5. But yeah, he's got a zero next to decisions. He's 15-1. That's pretty powerful things to have together.
Yeah, and Pendred's a very durable fighter, and I think he's going to give this guy a good fight, even though he's the underdog. I don't particularly lean toward an upset, but I definitely think this is going to go, this isn't going to be, you know, like a wham-bam, you know, and it's over. I think it's going to be a long, drawn-out fight. A lot of the fights that I saw Pendred in went to decision, or they were deep into the fight where he was doing just some ground and pound. And he's a great grappler and wrestler.
Yeah, more than half. He's 16-3-1, and more than half of his fights, he had to wait for the judge's decision.
Yeah. So the Mexican kid will probably win, the redhead. You know, he'll probably take him down and or knock him out or whatever, but it ain't going to happen early. I don't see this one happening early.
All right, and that's earlier in the card. And what we talked about, Bill, is what's nice about having an early fight like that is worst case scenario, something comes up and, you know, you got a family obligation. You know, it's 4:30 our time, 7:30 Eastern. You can't get to it. We're going to look at the three last fights of the night as well. Now, that's talking 11:05 Eastern, 8:05 Pacific. A little easier for you to get away from the kid obligation or the spouse or the girlfriend, whatever you've got. It definitely is a late night when they have UFC 188. It starts late and ends late because the last fight is going to be into Sunday morning. So we're going to look at 11:05, 8:05 Pacific, Nate Marquardt and Kelvin Gastelum.
Right. And Gastelum is a real up-and-coming, just a real force to be reckoned with. And then Nate Marquardt is, he's been around a long time. I think I looked him up. He's like 36 years old now. So he's fought the
This will be 53 fights for him.
Yeah. So he's fought like everybody that's a big name fighter. And if you look at his record recently, it's really not that impressive. Whereas this other cat, he's 11-1, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm doing this off.
These guys are a little bigger. These are 185.
Yeah, and I think Gastelum's just going to stomp right through Marquardt. As much as I love Marquardt and his heart, and he's been in the fight game a really long time, a very weathered veteran. I mean, he's gotten knocked out by Anderson Silva. You know, I mean, that's how far back he goes.
Yeah. Well, and that's a great point you brought up, because Gastelum is -500, so this is the perfect kind of scenario when you're sitting at the bar, you know, been drinking. Now there's you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 fights gone by, and nobody knows, and you say, yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll give you the guy with the beard, and let's bet $20, and you got Gastelum, and he's normally you should have to pay $50 to win 10. But when we look at the will go, won't go on this fight, it's pretty high as well. It's set at 1.5, which is halfway through this fight, and it's -200 on the will go 1.5 rounds. So is it that because they're not big enough to knock each other out, or because they have gone to decision quite a bit, these two?
You know, I really don't have an answer for that, but these are not the top tier. I don't think these guys are ranked up in the top five. So maybe the bookies are being a little, or the matchmakers, or what do we call these guys?
You're right either way. The house. We call it the house.
The house. So I think the house is just being a little conservative. Yeah. And, you know, they're putting it right in the middle. It's a three-round fight.
Yeah.
So we're either saying it will go to the second half or it won't go. I like, I think the under might be a good one on this one. Yeah. I'm just going to say under.
Under the 1.5. And well, that's a nice one. You get +160 for your 100. Then the next fight on the card is Gilbert Melendez and Eddie Alvarez.
God, what a rivalry. These guys have been talking so much smack before this fight. They're both pissed off at each other right now. They cannot wait to get in the ring. They have avoided each other, so to speak, for a number of years. They were in different organizations. So Melendez was in one organization, and Alvarez was in another. So finally, they're both in the UFC, and the day has come where these two are going to meet. And Joe Rogan is talking this up to be like one of the biggest wars this year. And next to the Cain Velasquez Verdun fight, this is going to be one of the biggest fights of the night.
Well, these are little guys. They're 155. Their records are almost impeccable, 22-4 and 25-4. And the one thing I noticed is, and again, I'm on the Caliente Sportsbook Hotline. We're talking with Billy V, our UFC expert, and he kind of turned me on to how to read UFC and look into some of the stats, the UFC.com website, and it does show that Melendez is number 4 and Alvarez is number 9. So I didn't realize, but it does, when they are ranked, have their rankings on there.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, Melendez has been just great fighter. He's done so much for his weight class, coming up through the ranks. And, you know, Alvarez hasn't fought in quite a while, from what I understand. So he's coming into the ring with a little bit of ring rust. But he's very determined. And I watched some video on both of these guys. And it's just going to be an all-out war. Is this going three rounds, or are they going to give him five to get this done?
It says here, let's see here.
I would assume it's a three-round fight. But just
it, you know what? It normally shows the rounds, but it's not showing it on this one. So I'm assuming because it's on the main card, but it's not the main event, that it is three rounds, and they've got it pegged at 2.5. Does that seem about right then?
Really? Wow. You know, the under's a good bet on this one. These guys really hate each other. I don't think it's going to take three rounds to get this fight over with.
Well, if you go, will go,
second round.
If you go, will go 2.5, that means you think it's going to last halfway through that third round. You're going to have to pay 227. So, again, the under is, just like the last fight, Billy, the under is the underdog. You overlay, you get plus 167 for your one. So, that, you know, anytime you can, as you've mentioned, you can have a fight stop so quickly.
Oh, yeah. These guys are trained. I mean, none of them are reporting any problems in their camp or, you know, we never find out about the injuries like we talked about last week. You know, all these fighters go into the ring with some sort of injury from training. But both of them look to be in great shape. Both of them look to be just ready to go. It's going to be epic.
And at minus 175 for Melendez, you think he's a deserving favorite, though, huh?
I tell you, Alvarez is going to give him a good fight just as well. I mean, he's got the ring rust factor and the fact that he hasn't fought in a while, but he's a force to be reckoned with. I don't even want to pick a winner.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm kind of like Joe. I'm just looking forward to seeing the fight and seeing what's going down, but I think this one's going to be over early. I don't think this is going to last very long. I think these guys really hate each other, and they're going to take a lot of chances to get that W.
But we'll have that, a little bit of the emotion and the surge of adrenaline, huh?
Yep, I think it's going to play out very quickly. Even though it's a later weight class, and we usually play those to go longer, this is going
to
be over quick.
And
Melendez might
main,
just pull it off.
And when you go to the main event, after looking at those guys, these guys look like monsters. Cain Velasquez is 240, and Fabricio Werdum is 239, and he's ranked number one.
Yep, and he's earned that spot. He's been just plowing through the field, whoever they put in front of him. You know, he even beat Mark Hunt, and... Mark Hunt was making his career comeback and stopped him right in his tracks, took that title shot away from him. Everybody thought Mark Hunt was going to be the next title contender, and now from out of nowhere, Werdum is our number one contender, and deservedly so, and he's going to give Cain a great fight. People think he's going to win. There's been a lot of talk on the media, social media, that Cain just doesn't have what it takes. Cain's coming back from an injury, hasn't fought in 2 years. We all thought it was just because we couldn't find anybody that wanted to fight him. Now we find out that he was hurt. So did he heal in 2 years? Let's hope so. But Cain's definitely, I got my money on Cain. What's the over-under on the...
Well, yeah, and Cain, Cain is the same as Gastelum, a big minus 500 favorite. So, I mean, you know, that's just a tough, tough... way to bet, but on this fight, it's halfway through. It's a five. I'm assuming it's a five round fight. I'm trying to find the program on here, but it's not
showing. It will be. It'll be a five rounder for sure.
And they got it pegged at 2.5.
So halfway through the fight is
where you have to bet. Do you think it's going to go more than halfway through, or do you don't think it's going to make it halfway through?
Well, when he fought Dos Santos, he just kind of pushing Dos Santos up into the cage and putting his head right under his chin and punching Dos Santos in the face and then in the liver and then the chest. It wasn't like this stand up kickboxing match like we normally see from Kane. He's got this new, in my opinion, it's like a new concept of MMA for him. He just smothers the other guy and keeps him up against the cage. And doing that, it might take 3 or 4 rounds for him to beat Verdun, because Verdun is a freak, you know.
They're big boys. They are big boys.
He's got some great reach, and they're not, you know, he's not 265, he's only 240. So we got that light quickness, you know, that we see in our lighter heavyweights. And it's going to be epic. I'm really, really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you get it's pretty close. That halfway through the fight, the will go 2.5 is -140. And that's what I tell people all the time, Billy, -140, where I've got to give them 140 just to get 100 back, so I'll get back 240. That's something I can do. It's very tough for me to give $500 to somebody. I'm only going to get $100 back. And golly gee, like you said, something happens and Velasquez gets hit in the head with an elbow and the fight's over, you know?
Yeah, it happened when he fought Dos Santos the second time, you know. Dos Santos threw just a haymaker of a right, overhand right, and just barely, it seemed like it just barely clipped Kane near the temple behind the ear, and it was enough to get him off of his, knock his equilibrium. And next thing you know, he's knocked out, and it was
like, they don't. No, you don't. That's the one thing about these UFC guys, as you know, Billy. You give them an inch, they're going to take it. They are aggressive and they attack. You know,
and that's why I say Kane has instituted this new strategy where he is rushing the opponent, getting him up against the cage, and using his Greco-Roman and his wrestling, which are his strengths. He's not really known to be like a kickboxer or, we've seen him win that way. But now I think we've seen him evolve into like this kind of schoolyard bully. Just kind of pushes the guy up against the fence and is taking his lunch money. And I think that's what we're going to see for 3 or 4 rounds tomorrow night. I don't think we're going to see a lot of kickboxing and spinning kicks and big punching exchanges. We're going to see Cain Velasquez smother Verdum, and it's going to become like this grappling match up against the cage like he did with Dos Santos, because I think he's got a recipe for success, and I think he's going to stick to it, and that's going to draw out the fight.
That makes sense, Billy.
Verdum's tough enough to hang in there, that is.
And if you think about the recipes for success, that's exactly what you've given us. As always, we really appreciate all your insight, buddy. Enjoy the fight.
Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, every time we have him on, I tell you the same thing. Get a piece of paper. Get a pen. Get your laptop or your iPad or whatever you're going to get on the internet with. Listen to this show. Listen to Billy. And then look at the UFC stats. Go through UFC.com. You got a winner. When we get back, we're going to be talking with Mo. We've got some NHL playoffs.
Hi, this is Billy Elvis, and along with Mo Time, we host the BS Sports Show, now on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana, which can be found at indianasportsradio.com. Tune in for our unique slant on the world of sports, covering your teams in the state of Indiana, as well as the top national stories, too. The BS Sports Show. I'm at Billy Elvis, Mo Time's at Mo Radio Show, at BS Sports The Fan, now on Yahoo Sports Radio Indiana, at indianasportsradio.com.
At championshipfootballs.com, we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that we sell. It's simple. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that has everything, whether that special present is for a New England Patriots or a Baltimore Ravens fan. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law lives in Seattle. Know a member of the Ohio State Alumni Association? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Sorry, we can't help you if you follow the Buffalo Bills or those San Diego Chargers. If you're a New Mexico State or Tulane alumnus, not much we can do. After all, it's not, you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. It's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chad. We are in the middle of a Game 5 finals weekend with a both Game 5 in the NBA and the NHL. Now, as always, our NBA expert Sloppy will be coming on later. And he really has, from the very first game of this playoffs, where he said, I like Washington without the points on the money line, and they won the game outright. They had a great, great series, just missing by a tenth of a second, keeping alive with the NBA playoffs when Pierce missed that shot. But Sloppy will be on to join us. Next, we're going to slide over and talk some hockey. If you've watched any of the NHL playoffs, you know especially this finals, it's just been incredible because hockey is a very unique sport when you're betting on it. And the bottom line is none of these games have been more than one goal, which means every single night you get to watch that picture in picture as the goalie gets ready to slide out of the net for open net. And let's see what Mo had to say.
This call is now being recorded.
I always look forward to Saturday mornings when I get a chance to talk with Mo and I combine your 55 hours of sports that you've covered over the week, and I get to compress it into about 12 minutes. Mo, thanks for joining us.
The fact that you look forward to that on Saturdays makes me kind of feel sad for you.
Yeah, you know what? I've got a pretty good life, so I just chalk it up to the Lord taking care of me. There's not much else I can do. Hey, but I wanted to chat with you because I did see the news last night. I was up late, and I saw the news, and it was the NBC edition of the news, and they were saying that you don't need my watcheverygame.com box to watch the Game 5 of the NHL playoffs, the finals.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
It's going to be everywhere. NBC is giving it away for free, basically. So, kind of like
really? They
do with the Super Bowl, where you can watch it on your phone, you can watch it anywhere. Anywhere you can get the NBC app, you can watch this game. Because remember earlier, it was just on that new NBC Sports show.
Right.
Channel.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Doesn't do you a damn bit of good if you've got the wrong team what you're watching on, though, does it, Mo?
No, it doesn't, and I'll tell you, this series has been a very strange one so far. You know, we saw the series last time go kind of back and forth, but Chicago gave up a game, you know, in the last round to Anaheim at home, and then came back and got the win at home. But there's been a decent amount of scoring. The question is going to be, I think, tonight for Tampa is their goalie Bishop going to be in net? I mean, the cat's 6'7", you know, 240-some pounds, and he was out of Game 4 with an injury. So will he be playing in Game 5 tonight? And that's something before, I think, you make any sort of wager that you wait to find out.
Yeah, they had a young Russian rookie in there, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the kid's got some talent, but, you know, that's quite a spot to be put into in the Stanley Cup Finals, when at that point when you're up 2-1 and you put in a rookie. So, I mean, I would definitely look at that tonight. And plus, you know, when the guy's 6'7", it's hard. You know, it takes up a lot of space. It gives you a lot less places to shoot the puck at when the guy's 6'7".
Yeah, well, I mean, I would not be able to know. You know, I've got some family members that are big hockey guys. How tall is the bar from bottom to the ice?
You know, I don't know what the exact thing is, but I know that
it ain't 6'7".
No, and one of the things the guys have talked about is, like, it's weird, you know, trying to get a shot on that guy because there's a lot less openings, you know, and the guy doesn't have to move as much to stop a puck.
Right, right. Well, what was the injury? I didn't follow that.
That's the thing. It was undisclosed. There was it was never really laid out what the injury was. He came out of Game 2 at the end. Nobody really knew if he was going to start Game 3, which he did. And then there was questions about Game 4, and they said he's going to play. And all of a sudden, about 20 minutes before game time, they announced he would not play.
Yeah, and the one thing that is exciting about this weekend, Mo, is, you know, both the NHL and the NBA finals have a Game 5. And, of course, Some game fives are different. When you're tied 2-2, these are both tied 2-2. Game five is a huge, huge game.
Oh, for sure. I mean, nine times out of ten, the team that wins game five usually goes on the series. So, I mean, every game's important in finals, but, you know, game five winners normally wind up becoming the champion. So it's going to be a huge game for both series this week.
And they are the same as the NBA, where it's Tampa, and then they go to Chicago, and then they finish in Tampa, right?
Correct. So yeah,
and the Lightning is still the underdog for the series.
Well, I think for a lot of reasons, you know, in the Anaheim series, Chicago knocked them off game six and then went ahead and just blasted them in game seven. You know, Chicago's one of those teams, you know, I talked on my show yesterday, I thought that this game is more important for Tampa just for the fact that, you know, Chicago, they've been there, done that. They don't really ever worry, you know, and Tampa's going to be more important for them to get this game tonight. However, I don't think that they do. I think Chicago is going to eke out a close game tonight. I think it's going to be a 3-2 score tonight with the Blackhawks over the Lightning in Tampa.
Well, now, in the past, you've been calling those 3-2 scores, and the house was with you. And remember, we're talking with Mo on the Mo with Billy Elvis is on, let's see, East Coast, you're on at 7 o'clock, right?
Right.
And that in San Diego is 4 o'clock, and it's on the Yahoo Sports Network, Indiana?
Yahoo Sports Radio,
yeah. Yeah, the Yahoo Sports Radio. And I know that Monday night you're at the Wrigley Bar, and you would think a place near Chicago with the name Wrigley would have a pretty good crowd on a Monday night for a game six, huh?
There are big, big crowd, big Blackhawk town, and one of the guys from our local hockey team that we talk to all the time is a huge Blackhawk supporter too. So it's definitely going to be a lot of eyes on that game six, especially if Chicago wins. As I'm expecting tonight.
Yeah, because then it would be a clincher. Well, now the reason I brought it up is because the house has ticked up the over under. You've been on that 3-2 number, and that was what it was, but it's up now to 5.5, and you actually. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. They're again, we talk about it. We've been talking about it for years. The house advantage is that they can do anything they want. And I don't have any of my relationships. I've got kids. I got parents. I got siblings. I got spouses. I got buddies. I got, you know, people that work with me. None of them can I do what I want. But the house
right.
can do anything they want. And they've raised it to 5.5 plus 130. So, I mean, that's a nice payday. However, if you think it's going to be 3-2, you got to give them 15 to win 10. It's minus 150. And, then, you know, that starts getting into those. It's really, really hard to win bets when you're laying down 15 to win 10. You got to win, you know, 75, 80, 85% of your bets.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what irritates me about gambling. Times are so just, you know, ugh. Because of that, you know, it's so hard to lay out more money when I'm winning back less. And, you know, so at times, this would be one of those games tonight I would probably just lay out, you know, see what happens and refocus on game six and see what changes in my favor. Because it's gotten to the point now where putting more money out to win less has just not become a fun thing. So it's one of those games where, you know, I don't like it enough to put that risk out there.
But now what we do have is a historical precedent going where I think this is the first time they said that all four games have been decided by just one goal.
Yeah, and that's a very cool thing about it.
And then it brings into that money line is just you're betting the game. So if you think Tampa Bay at home today is going to win, it's minus 125. If you think Chicago is going to go in and upset them, it's plus 105. So that's pretty close to a coin flip. 125 is a little more than I spend, but for a home team, that's not bad. But then he gets into the points. Now, if you got Chicago plus 1.5, it's minus 290. So that's 3-1, but you're getting a goal and a half. The Tampa Bay minus 1.5 plus 235. This is why I watch hockey. Now, I've been talking about it for a few weeks. You've heard me go off on that whole pulling the goalie thing. It really is the coolest thing. And my son the other day, who was a big NBA fan, was asking me, are you going to watch the hockey, Dad? I said, well, right now it's tied. So I'll be watching it here. You know, I usually turn it on about halfway through that third period on it when it's tied. If I'm not, you know, if I'm doing other things, I'm not watching, because I'm not going to sit there and tell people I'm an avid hockey fan. But when it gets down to they start showing the goalie in the right-hand corner and he's kind of just antsy there and he's getting ready to skate off, it is so exciting. And that's 6-on-5 hockey. It's so exciting.
And it's fun to watch, too, because if you see, you know, the goalie will start to head towards the bench and all of a sudden the puck gets turned over and he's got to skate back real quick. But, you know, you get that six-on-five advantage. But then you're back to defensemen also have to worry about trying to get back to defend the goal as well should something go wrong. So, you know, it's
But if you've got a 3-2 lead tonight, you've got Tampa Bay, and you've got the over, +130, and you've got Tampa Bay -1.5, +235, and it's happened, what, 3 or 4 times in the series where the puck skated just on an angle, just past that open goal, and then they kicked it back and they started playing hockey again. If it goes between the pipes, it's worth a lot of money to some people, and those are the moments that you really want to be in a sports bar or a sports book when it happens, you know?
Right, for sure. For sure. Yeah, it's going to be a fun game tonight, man, regardless. So I look forward to it. You know, and if you don't feel great about having, if you like, you know, a team that you have to lay out more to get back less, you know, really decide if that's a bet you love or sit back and wait.
Well, you really like -130 on the series. But with two games on the road, you still think Chicago is favored for a reason.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. Anything big, exciting planned for your show the upcoming week?
If there is, they never inform me. You know, they don't really inform me of anything. They keep it quiet. That way I still show up. So.
But they did get you the BS Sports Show girl, though, right? Didn't you say that?
Yeah, that'll be this Monday, yeah. We'll introduce her Monday. You're right, so there's something exciting coming up.
Don't get me wrong, Billy seems like a nice guy, but,
you're correct, sir.
As always, Mo, we appreciate your time. Have a great, great sports weekend.
My pleasure, my friend.
And just to recap what Mo was saying, when you have a goalie in the net who's 6'7", turns out the top of the bar is 4 feet above the ice. So, yeah, it's a lot easier to block a 4x6 hole with a 6'7" man. Then Sunday night, 5 o'clock, Game 5, back at Golden State. Let's see what Sloppy thinks.
We're going to hop right now on the Cali Comfort Barbecue Hotline. Sloppy, I know you were traveling this week. As always, whenever you join us, we appreciate it. You back home?
I am back home in Huntington Beach, but next week I will be at the U.S. Open in Seattle.
There you
go. Can't wait.
Nothing wrong with that. Did you did you get a chance to check out the Twitter this week regarding the peach cobbler?
Well, I did actually. I did see you guys.
So I wasn't sure. Are you much of a peach cobbler guy?
You know, I'm not a big dessert guy. I'd rather have a second helping of pulled pork before I probably have some sort of dessert.
No, Vicky is she's the same way. She's salt over sweet all day long. All day long. But the it's hot and they put ice cream on it and the ice cream melts because ice cream's cold, and you know that's from science. There was a class in college I took, a science class, that told me why the ice cream melts on the hot peach cobbler. I didn't really care when I was eating it though. So what we're going to look at is anything you could want out of life is a weekend with some games that are good. But in the NBA finals, we have seen pretty much the gamut, haven't we?
Man, it's been amazing. It's been a fun 4 games to watch. That's what everybody wanted. They wanted the Cavs against Steph Curry, and they got it.
Bottom line is you get the first two go overtime. Cleveland steals the home court advantage. Borrowed, I guess, is really borrowed the home court advantage because they gave it back. Must have had some guilt going down. Now after two, We're looking at the series back up to Cleveland plus 3. Now, if you remember when we talked at the beginning of the series, it was Cleveland plus 2, and we talked about how with LeBron, it's so hard to bet against him.
It's the LeBron factor in any kind of series. He's the only guy that you could put on any team, and they'd become a favorite to go to the finals.
And, of course, he is literally carrying the team on his shoulders, but those games where he was averaging 40 points a game, they covered all but the first one, right? They covered 2 out of 3.
Yeah, the Warriors came out, and actually, if it wasn't for overtime, the Cavs would have covered probably every game so far except the last one. So,
no,
so the Cavs have kept it tight.
They might have been up 3-1 if they held on to that first game, but you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, never is going to do anything.
And the unders. I mean, and these games, if it wasn't for that lucky overtime in game one, every game has gone under.
Yeah. And it's because both teams are playing just very good defense. So, as you know, I don't know what the numbers are, and you may know the numbers, but I know that they're very, very low, which is you lose game five and go down 3-2. It's hard to win a series.
Yeah, I think I saw somewhere maybe it was like 74%. If it goes up 3-2, they win the series.
Yeah, so one out of four. I'd rather be 3 out of 4 than 1 out of 4. There's no doubt.
As a baseball guy, I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah, but we don't, you know, on Sports Betting Weekly, we don't talk about who's going to win the game because we don't really get paid who wins the game unless we're doing the money line. And ironically, on the game, the money line is exactly the same as it is for the series, which I think is unique. Cleveland plus 310 and Golden State minus 400.
Yeah, it's exactly as game five goes. I mean, whoever wins this wins the series, apparently.
Yeah. And they're getting 8.5 again. Now, they got whacked pretty good last night when they were in game four, when they were just not able to keep up, and it looked like all the energy they expended to win game three came back to bite them in the butt.
I mean, it just shows how deep the Warriors are and how not deep the Cavs are. The Cavs are only playing 7 guys deep. It's going to show more and more the later in the series gets. So I still like my Warriors in 6 because I just don't think the Cavs really have much left when it comes to energy.
Well, you've called, that's what you called at the beginning, and we've got it on tape if we have to go dig it up. However, they're right where they need to be because they've won on the road before. They won on the road in the last game. They've won on the road in the previous series. And if you saw the stat of their record in the first 3 games, it was like 6-5 or 5-4. And then in the last 3 games of these previous series, they were undefeated.
Yep.
And that's really when you're winning the games. You're going to win, you know, games 4, 5, 6, and 7 are pretty important. If you keep winning those, sooner or later, you know, you're going to get the trophy.
Yeah, it was a good move by Kerr to go small in game 4, so it definitely paid off, and they were able to run the Cavs kind of out the gym. So it was a good move by Kerr, finally a coaching decision that maybe did something.
And you could just see when LeBron was going in and trying to do what he'd done in the previous games, he didn't have it either. He didn't have it either.
He did not have it. You could tell. I mean, the shots were coming up short. He just didn't have the lift that he normally did the first couple of games. I mean, these guys are tired. I mean, they're putting in 45 minutes a game.
Like you said, a couple of the games went extra, and he's on the court the whole time. And unfortunately, they're having to rely on him because I think didn't he have like 42% of the team's points or something?
Oh, yeah. I think he accounted with assists, accounted for somewhere around 60% of their team's scoring, and you just can't keep that up.
No, and we talked about that with him on an earlier show where, you know, everybody's talking about triple-doubles, but, you know, for most people, triple-double, you're barely getting it. You know, it's 11, 12, and 10, you know? He's going off for 40, 18, and 13. It's just unheard of numbers.
He's just doing it all. I mean, it's probably, if he could win this series, which I doubt he does, but if he could win it, it would be the single greatest series played by any man in NBA history, I would say. I just think it's unbelievable.
No, because really, in the first 4 games, he's broken some of those records, so I think you're absolutely right. The question I have, though, is, it's 8.5 again. It seems like he keeps being 8.5.
I think the Cavs maybe put up their fight, covered as many games as they could. It seems like a lot, but you also have to put in that the Warriors still haven't played to their potential. I mean, they have yet to have Klay and Steph both hit in the same game. Harrison Barnes finally made a shot in the finals, so that helps going forward. But Iguodala counting for 22 year points and Klay Thompson only makes like 2-3 shots. They're not there yet either.
No, absolutely. And then, you know, if you take that logic, because the line has been dropping, the defenses have showed up, and part of it is the offenses haven't. Don't get me wrong. It takes a good defense to shut down a good offense, but anytime you have a team that's as proficient at scoring, I think, as Golden State is, it just takes a little bit to go off, and, you know, it's been a long season now. You know, they're way past 82 games.
Yeah, I mean, you can give – I definitely give credit to the defense situation. But, I mean, with contested shots and non-contested open shots, nobody's really hitting anything.
Exactly.
I mean, they were hitting, I think it was 20% of their open shots. So that's unlike this team. So it's you're still waiting for that explosion. You're waiting for that game. And, yes, they won by 21 last game, but I don't think that's the explosion we're waiting for. I think it's still going
to happen. And they've dropped it. You know, they've dropped now the total on the game to 195.5. Over-under is 195.5. And at the beginning, it was
202. No, it was 202, 203. I mean, that's a big difference. In
eight, 10 points almost, yeah.
I mean, that's you don't see that very often, but they finally figured out the way these two teams are playing, so.
So it'll be interesting to see, but this is Sunday night. It's 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, Cleveland at Golden State. Again, the key game 5 because a series is tied at 2. Now they had 2 games in Golden State. They split them in 2 games in Cleveland, and they split them. So obviously you can't be afraid to take the road team in this series. They've split the games. But like I said, that 8.5 just seems like so much, that 195. It does. It seems high the way these teams are playing. But at 195, I mean, that's just 49 points a half, and you've got it, you know?
I mean, there's, like, three of these games, the Warriors didn't have 60 points at the end of the third quarter, which is unheard of, which
They were in the 30s, I think, halftime one game, didn't they?
Yeah, so it's kind of a weird series, and I don't know if it's credited to how good Cleveland's defense is, or are they just not knocking down shots and have maybe the finals jitters so far.
It'll be interesting to see, and of course that record at home is just unbelievable, and it's both ways, Sloppy. It's not just they win on the road at home, they cover at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what we're going to ask you. It's Sunday night, you know, you had a nice dinner, it's 6:30, 6:45, you help the family, whether it's your mom or your wife or your sister, whatever, whoever you're helping. You're helping somebody clean their house, finishing up with dinner. Maybe you got an espresso or a cappuccino going. And then at some point in time, you're going to put some action down. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I just feel like the Warriors are starting to figure something out and being a little bit more comfortable here in the finals. Like I said, they still haven't had that game where everybody's really knocking down shots like we saw all season with these Warriors. I think you get that now. They had their road game. They had their 2 road games. They split out there. I think they have some confidence coming home. I'm taking the Warriors minus that 8.5, and honestly, I think they maybe win by more than that.
What about the total? Do you have any confidence in being able to bet that number?
It's so tough. The over-unders are killing me these days because the Cavs slow the ball down so much. Everything's been under, but that one explosion game is probably coming. It's coming sooner or later, but it could be the Warriors winning 110-75, and you still have your under.
Exactly.
So it's so tough. I mean, I'm basically talking myself into betting the under, but I don't know. It's tough for me to do.
Hey, we had that one Saturday where Tommy talked himself into a Kershaw and the over 2-teamer, and it hit. So it happens, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think it's a 5-1 LeBron James to get a triple double. So maybe take that as well.
There you go. Yeah, and don't get me wrong. There's nothing against looking for some of those props, especially now that you've seen the players play, and you may know that somebody's sitting on a big game because, you know, again, what you're talking about with Golden State is their shooters have not been shooting.
Yep.
And, you know, if you shoot for 80-something games and then another, you know, 12 playoff games, you're a shooter. It's going to go in sooner or later.
I mean, that's what they say. Shooters shoot themselves out of slumps. And J.R. Smith is still in that slump from last game.
And so, it sounds like you wouldn't have any problem telling somebody to stay away from the over-under if they weren't comfortable with it. But you definitely like the home team.
Yeah, I definitely like the home team. Confident coming back home. That crowd is going to be amazing. And I think they do some work. It may be something to look at an adjusted line. Maybe they win by 15.
Yeah, no, exactly, exactly. And the other aspect of the prop bets is then it's one thing you got to focus on besides the game. When you have both the game and you have the over and the under, you have to watch the game totally different. And all of a sudden you can find yourself rooting for things that you wouldn't normally root for because you're going to end up splitting. If you didn't parlay them, you're going to end up splitting. So, you know, Golden State's going on a tear, and all of a sudden Cleveland's turning the ball over, so Golden State's slowing it up a little bit because they've got a 17-18-point lead, and you're watching the clock tick and the points aren't moving, and it's a vicious, vicious way to watch the game. You know?
It's very tough, yeah. We've always talked about that. It's tough.
And especially when you didn't have a strong opinion. You know, I don't have a problem having a football game that I love the over end at 17-14 and I lose because that's what I liked. But to watch a game go back and forth and they tease you, you know, and they miss free throws and they, you know, they miss dunk, they don't dunk, they try to put it back up and it bounces off the front of the rim. The weird stuff that happens when 7'2" guys are hanging around a 10-foot basket is amazing, isn't it? It really is amazing.
It's so amazing. It's crazy.
And then so after this, sooner or later, we're going to have to get you back on golf and on baseball. And I'll be honest with you, Slop, I've known you a long time, and it doesn't seem like there's any of them that you do poorly. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say you win every single bet, though I see you had 11 in a row. It'll be nice to start talking about some of the other stuff because it's been basketball for a long time. It's a long season, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for the U.S. Open next week. That should be fun.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It should be a big challenge.
We're going to have to find some time. You could be calling in live.
Yeah. Oh, you never know. I'll call you Saturday morning from Chambers Bay.
There you go. We just want you to, you know, if you're by the practice green, you're gonna have to whisper when you're on the air. We don't want to get you thrown out.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely have a golf whisper, so no problem.
All right, Sloppy. As always, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, and anybody that actually is in a golf pool every week may be his new nickname, Golf Whisper. I have to see if @GolfWhisper is available on Twitter. Hey, it's Second Half Chaz. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you're going to even think about making one wager this weekend, you got to listen to Sports Betting Weekly, and you'll always be cashing.